Tell you one man who won't care at all about a wet track and just wants it to remain as heavy as possible is Kevin Forrester, who goes around on the colt horse now, Jungle Edge. How are you, Kevin?
Very good, thank you. Nice and sunny on the coast, and we've got a soft track, so it'll suit us, and it's probably a godsend, really. It's disappointing that the track hasn't settled properly, but like the track manager said, he said it's very safe, and safety first, and I'm sure it was really nice to hear it's got a really good cushion of grass. And I don't think it'll be a problem for virtually any runners there tomorrow.
Kevin, good morning, Simon.
Good, Simon, how are you?
Yes, good, brother. Tell me, you'd be laughing, wouldn't you? This is a heavy eight, because you know your horse absolutely thrives on it and loves it, and that's the reason he's going to back up after his Group 3 win last week.
Well, he backed up good from the Galaxy to the Star Kingdom, and he'll back up again, and he hasn't left any feed. And actually, I just picked up Mick Bell from the airport, and he's going to just do his hind shoes. He did his shoes. Front shoes before he left the other day, and he's just going to do his hind shoes now. And but the horse hasn't turned a hair, and he's still on the up. And I just hope he keeps climbing for the race in a couple of weeks.
So Mickey Bell's the trainer. He's a farrier, and he's a lead guitarist in a rock band. He's a man of many talents
and vocalist.
Yeah, he's good, isn't he?
Yep. You've had five rides on the horse, Kev. Why do you get along with him so well, and how did you pick up the ride on Jungled Edge?
Well, I rode in track work for Mick before he came up to the Galaxy, and I was looking after a couple of Robbie Langs up here, hoping to probably ride one of them, Stacey Bond or Miss Rock, and I just sort of put my hand up and said, I'll have a holiday, and, well, I'm always kicking up for a ride for myself, and but I think this horse has turned everyone upside down, and I think he's still on the climb, and over the next 12 months or 2 years, he'll just keep getting better, just on breeding alone, you know?
All right, well, I've just been clipped by Michael. Apparently we've been through all of this last week, but we do have new listeners, I'm sure, this morning. Thank you very much, Kevin, for that. You've drawn the outside gate, and Tycoon Tara, you going to come across with her?
Yeah, well, look, it's a little, you know, it's a little tricky barrier, but we'll just work it out, and I'm sure, I just being the rider, I suppose I've got to be the pilot and just run the correct sectionals and just make our last 400 our best. Like, he ran a sensational last 200 the other day, and I was quite happy with the way he hit the line. Like I said, he hasn't turned a hair since the run.
Hey, Kevy, it would be remarkable for you to win the Group 1. I think you won a 1984 Australian Cup. You won a Group 1. Your last Group 1 was Pantani 2004 Adelaide Cup. There'd be some party tomorrow night, wouldn't there?
Yeah. Well, I won a Brisbane Cup on Dupain too for Alan Bell. Look, it's not hard. You get the right motorbike under you, and it's easy. You just got to steer them, don't you,
Simon? That's exactly right. And you've been in, I suppose you're going to train one day, because you've been travelling foreman for Robbie, basically, and also Michael Bell. Are you thinking of training one day yourself after this experience in Sydney and Brisbane?
Well, I don't know about training. I think it's a joint partnership between myself and Mick, and Mick's the trainer, and he gets good feedback from me, and hopefully we can build a team out of it. You know, we'd like to get a few more horses in the stable, and go on the sales this afternoon with Mick, or today up here on the Gold Coast. I know they're only weaning in broodmare sales, but it's a meet and greet, and Mick will be there probably signing autographs or something. He's getting very popular. He'll have to play his guitar over there and put on a bit of a session.
That's what we want.
No doubt about that. Kevin, good luck tomorrow, mate. We'll be cheering you home.
Terrific. Thanks very much. Cheers, boys.